The following recording offers you a number of different options for the Daf Yomi. It begins with a recording of this, the 13th cycle's Daf Yomi, and that's done rather rapidly, within a half an hour or less. That's followed by a quick review between 5 and 10 minutes, depending on the length of the Daf. After that comes the very same Daf from the previous cycle, done at greater length, in much greater detail, with different participants in a different ambience. You could choose one for your original learning, one for review, alternate, or whatever you do, enjoy. Today's daf, the Masechet Brachot, is daf Yud Chet, and we're holding right after the Mishnah on daf Yud Zayin Amud Bet, but I guess it wouldn't hurt to just review briefly the Mishnah. Mishmi Yitod Mutal Lefanav, Batur Mikriyat Shema, Minat Vilan, Minat Vilin, Mikol Mitzvot Amorot Batorah. We're going to be medayek. Two things over here. Meto, mashma, that it has to be a relative of the person, and only then is he potter. And it has to be mutal lefanav, which seems to mean that it's in the same place. Nosei amita, v'chilufeyen, v'chilufey chalufeyen. Tosfos is gerusa. Let's read this time. Shelifnei amita, shel achra amita, et shamita tzricha lehem pturin, and et she'en amita tzricha lehem chayavim. Kavru et amet, v'chazru, im yecholim la'atchil v'digmar, shelo yagir l'shura yatchilu, v'im lav lo yatchilu. Which ones are we referring to that are potter? Albim b'ashura ha'pnimiyim p'turim v'achitzoniyim chayavim. Now, it says the Gemara, it appears from here that only if the mate is mutal lefanav, it's literally, he's standing there with the body. But she'enu mutal lefanav lo, but that's, is that true for Amini? Mi she'meto mutal lefanav ochel b'bayit acher. If someone has a body that is with him, then he has to eat in a different room. Me'enu b'bayit acher ochel b'bayit chaviro. If he doesn't have a different room, then he moves to a friend's house. He may not beit chaviro, at least make a mechitza, stand behind the mechitza to eat. He may not davar lasot mechitza, then at least machzir panav ochel, turn to the other direction and eat, not facing the body. He may not meisev ochel, person doesn't eat in a derech of chashivut, to lean. Others don't know meisev ochel means he's not kuveya suda. He may not ochel basar, he may not shote yayin, doesn't eat meat, doesn't drink wine, ve'eino mivarech, doesn't make a bracha before, ve'eino mizamein, and doesn't make a bracha birkat amazon. Now Rashi's lashon is, doesn't have to make a bracha, which is mashma that he could. We spoke about this yesterday, that lamaisa we paskin generally that it's osur.
Either the brachas he says ain't it's
right, both of the above. Ve'ein mivarechin alav, no one is mivarech for him to be motzi him. And in mizamnim alav, you can't be mitzarefim to a mizumen. Upatur mikriyat shema, minat vilah, minat vilin, umichol mitzvot amurat betorah. Ubishabbat, on the Shabbat, it's not a problem. Then it can be meisevoch, basar, v'shote yayin. He sits b'derech hashivut, eat wine, drink wine, eat meat. Mevorech, before, mizamnim. Mevorech alav, mizamnim alav, mitzaref to a mizumen. First mizamnim, meant birkat amazon. And the chayav b'chol mitzvot amurat b'torah. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, well, let's point out the bitoch shet chayav be'el, the chayav be'kulan. If he's chayav in the mitzvot that you listed above, then he's chayav at all mitzvot. What is he referring to? Amar Yovel by Binayu. The difference is that the Tanakhama held that only avelut b'faresya is osur on Shabbat. But if it would come to the question of sleeping with his wife, that he wouldn't be allowed to do, because that's already not against the Shabbat to be noeg avelut. As Rav Shimon Gamliel says, listen, once you're chayev in mitzvot, you're chayev in all mitzvot. So including even the mitzvah of onah, to sleep with his wife. Anyway, but what I'm important to me, katani mihat, is it says over here, patur mikriyat shema, minat tefillah, minat tefillin, umichol mitzvot amurat batorah, and this is said after leaving his house to go to a friend's house. So apparently it does not have to be in front of the mate. Omer of Papa, well, no, that piece is going, you have to be magzir panav. So if he doesn't have anything, that very last piece, if he doesn't have anywhere to go, and he's stuck in the house, like in the beginning, then he has this halacha, but it certainly has to be b'fanav. Ravashi Amar? No. Yeah, you're misunderstanding. The word metel mutal lefanav doesn't mean physically mutal lefanav. Mutal lefanav means mentally mutal. If he has to bury the mate, then for all intents and purposes, it's kibbutal afanav dami. I'll prove it to you. So that means he's no longer in front of Sarah. And now he's conducting business negotiations, right? So he's talking to Bnei Chet, so he tells him,
apparently it's still in front of him. Why is it in front of him? What he means is that mentally, this is where I'm at. So kivan shemutal kozman shemutal alav lekavro, it's clearly kimutal afanav, literally dummy. Now, the other thing that bothers me is the Mishnah says, Misha Meto Mutalafanav, which would mean that he's a relative. So you're telling me Meto in, but if he's as a Shomer of the Maid, there's nothing to do with his family. Misham Rolo, the problem is, Ve'atanya, Ha Misham Eret HaMeid, Hafa Pisha Eno Meto, Patur Mikriyat Shema Minat Fila Minat Filim, Umikom Mitzvot HaMorot Batura. So what's the problem? Why, there's two categories. There's the Misham Ro. Over there, he's dealing with the meitah. It's his responsibility. There, it's even afa pishenu meitah. If it's meitah, then even if he's not the one that's in charge of being mishamro, it still gives him this din of being in a din, afa pishenu mishamro. Okay, fine. So let's say meitah, either meitah you're saying, or mishamro, but that's the only time that he would be patur, right? But in the time a person's walking through a beit hakfarot, mahalech bebeit hakfarot, then not. Then there's no patur. Does it not say in the Gemara of Atanya, lo yalech adam bebeit hakfarot, v'tvilin b'rosho, v'sefer Torah b'zro'o, v'korei, a person's not allowed to walk through a beit hakfarot, wearing his tvilin, holding a sefer Torah, reading, v'moseken, if he does such a thing, over mishum lo'eg l'rash, one who laughs at the poor, cheref osei, it's as if he curses the one who created, and there's no one as poor as the one who's dead. Yeah, but that's a din in Loeg L'Rash. That's not a din in the Petur from a mitzvah. So over there, only when it's within the personal space of the mate. The personal space of the mate is Arba Amot. So Tok Arba Amot, there it's Osir. But Chutzla Arba Amot, there he's Chayef to put on his tefillin and to be learning and so on and so forth. So that's a totally different category. Diyom Amar, Meis, Tofes Arba Amot V'Kriyat Shema. But we're talking about Achap, Chutzla Arba Amot, Ami Patur. Well, let's get back to what
so
you said before.
Shomer, so by somebody who's a shomer on a mace, if he's standing...
Shomer is a different din. Shomer, we're going to see how far you can go away from the mate to actually be korei. We're going to get to this. The truth is, this big machloket in terms of whether a room is considered to be one arba amot or not.
But let's say if he wouldn't be a shomer in an open space?
If he were, so then we're going to see from the sugya then of how far you can go. So then we have two different halachas. We have the fact that you need to do the mitzvah, and that has nothing to do with how far away you are from the mate. But if you have somebody to do the shmira, so now you can switch off. So one of them does the shmira, the other guy walks away, and he does the kriyat shma, and then they switch. So zeh meshamer v'zekore, and then they switch over v'zeh meshamer v'zekore. Ben Azai Omer, you know, if they're ba'im mitzvina, if they're in a boat, so then menicho bezavidzo, mitpalim shneim bezavit acheret. Over there, they can even both leave the mate in one corner, because it's very difficult for anybody to make off with the body in the high seas. What do you need shmira for? My benayu, maravina, choshishin la'achbarimi. Now, the question is whether rats are a problem. In a svina, so ma'aser chashina, ma'aser v'lo chashina. Ton rabbanu hamolech atzamot. Once we're speaking already about bizayon amet. So somebody now, minhag used to be to bury the body wherever the individual died. Obviously, didn't have means of refrigeration, transferring the mate, and then after the decay of the body, they would move the remains to the family plot. It was common to be molech atzamot b'makom no makom. If somebody is doing such a thing, don't keep those remains in your attaché case. And put it on top of a chamor, and then sit on top of the chamor, you know, meaning on top of the discs. He's doing this because he doesn't want to be attacked. And then, so then already there's no problem, then it's mutar. Something is true if you're carrying a sefer Torah. What same thing? Which part? You're telling me that if you're carrying a sefer Torah, don't put the sefer Torah in your suitcase and sit on it? I mean, obviously, you know, isn't that pshita? I mean, we're going to say sefer Torah is worse than atzamot. I don't have to be more mechabed to sefer Torah. Migara sefer Torah mi atzamot. Ela sefer. The chiddush is that one can be mezalzel in the sefer Torah if it's in a place to be shomer from listim or nochrim. Omer HaKavetz Machlokas, by the way, we've shown him how far you can go to Sefer Torah. Maybe you could just, what are the riff, you just mafshilola achorav, put it in the bag, a backpack or something, you know, but not literally to sit on it. Omer HaKavetz Machlokas, kol haro'eh ha'meit ve'inu melaveyu, somebody sees a funeral and doesn't join to walk along, over mishum loy garash cherof haseyu, v'im hilvav masacharav, Omer HaVasi alav ha'katuv omer, Malveh Hashem Chonin Dal. So we're reading that instead of Malveh Hashem Chonin Dal, which the portion of me means it's as if you lent money to the Lord by giving tzedakah to the poor. We're reading this Milaveh Hashem. It's as if you were Malaveh the Shechina when you were Malaveh the mate. And as we said before, Loeg L'Rash, Rash Dal. No one is more poor than the mate. So one of this Chonin Dal is considered to be Malaveh Hashem. U'mechabdo Chonin Avion. Rabbi Chiyav Rabbi Yonatan. Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yonatan were walking through a Beit HaKvarot. V'vekashat etchalta to Rabbi Yonatan, and Rabbi Yonatan's tzitzit were hanging out of his beged. Amar le Rabbi Chiya, will you get those tzitzit out of here? Dalia picked up his up. Kedei shelo yomru l'machar ba'in etzlenu. And it's a very insulting thing. You're being osik in a mitzvah of wearing tzitzit, and it's as if you're shoving it in the faces of the dead. That will say, you know, they're going to be one of us tomorrow, and today they've decided they're big shots. They go and wear their tzitzit. Even though the Maisa, the minute was at the time that they would put in tzitzit into the begunim of the maid. This does points out, but afapike, there's no kiyum of the mitzvah. And therefore, it's anyway, it's putting it in their face.
Kilo beged they would put in?
Yeah. I mean, we do also, but tell it. Yeah, we do also, except we make a compromise and we parcel the tzitzit. So Rabbi Yonatan was pretty shocked by Rabbi Chiya's advice to put in his tzitzit. He says, well, what do the dead know if I'm walking with tzitzit? That might be other it makes a difference. V'aktiva meitim inam yodim u'uma. He says, the dead don't know anything, so who cares? Oh, Ma'ale, you're a pretty smart guy. I guess you probably read a pasuk once in your life. In karita lo shanita. Apparently you didn't do any chazor. If you did chazor, you certainly didn't do it again. Lo shilash. And if you did, apparently nobody ever explained the meaning of the pasuk. Chayim yodim shiyamut refers to tzaddikim, where they are called chayim by definition. It's nothing to do with physical life. Even if they're dead, they're called life. Tzaddikim imitatam nikru chayim. I'll prove it to you. Shnema. Unayao ben yoyadav ben ishchay. Rav pealim bekabatzel. Uikat shnei ariyam oav. Vuyarad vikat ari betoch habor. Biyom hashalach. And we're going to go through the meaning of each one of these words, the Rafalim, the Mikavtzel, and so on and so forth. But let's take a look first at the idea of this being a Ben Ishchai. It was the son of a living human. I mean, I should hope so, unless we're talking about using DNA clones or something. I mean, what, the rest of the world is B'nai Meitin? You know, what do we have to explain that he's a Ben Ishchai? Now, a Ben Ishchai means, the definition of who he is. He was a live human. Shafil Mietito Koru Ichai. And when he's called Rav Pa'alim Mekavtze'el, this means that he was Marbe the Kavatz Pa'alim the Torah. He gathered people around in order to teach them Torah. And when it says, we catch ne Ariel Moab, it means the Ariel Moab, why Ariel Moab is a reference to Beit HaMikdash. The Ariel being either the Heichal that looks at Tzurat Ari, because the Ulam extends forward, and the Ariel is also in the Yecheskel, the Mizbeach, the Eish was Tzurat and Ari. In any event, it was called Ariel Moab because David HaMelech built the Beit HaMikdash, and therefore it was he who came from Moab. But anyway, this is a remesh, Loiniach Kamoto, the Shnei Ariel Moab, both Batei Mikdash, which is the Kiddush of the second Beit HaMikdash, also called Ariel Moab, both Batei Mikdashot were never had anybody like this guy. So Loiniach Kamoto, Lo B'Mikdash Rishon, Lo B'Mikdash Sheni. And when it says, V'yarad V'kat Ari V'tochabor B'yom HaShalai, what's that referring to? Some say it means, B'yom HaShalach, literally, meaning the guy wanted to go to the mikveh to be teivel, to be able to learn Torah, because he's shemer on the takana of Ezra. And in order to do that, he had to break through the ice. So, Tova Gezize de Barda, Menachi Fetava. And he went down to be teivel in order to learn. Others say that what it means is, on a cold winter day, which is a short day, he was Hikat Ari. And what is the Ari? The Sifra de Verav. And he learned the entire Sifra in one day, a short day, a winter's day. And here's the part that's Nogei you, Rabbi Yonatan. Ameitim einam yadim u'uma, continues the pasuk. This is Rishaim, Shebachayim, Kurim Meitim. These are people, even when they're alive, they're dead. That's what it's referring to. Enam yodim u'uma. They have no consciousness. They might as well be animals. Shenema ve'ata. This is a pretty horrible thing to say to Tzikio. Ve'ata chalal rasha nesi Yisrael asher ba yomo be'et avon ketz. So you see that the Novi is calling Tzikio a chalal, even though he's perfectly alive. He has to start to him. But nonetheless, he's called a halal. Why? Because of the way that he was behaving. You know, Maisa Tzikyo was a tzaddik. Anyway, but apparently, you're wrong. And the meaning of Amitim Inam Yadim Me'uma is simply those who are alive who are dead. There's another pasuk also which shows the same thing. Ibaitem Amiyacha. Al Pishnayim Amitim Boshoshay Dim Yumat Hamet. What do you mean Yumat Hamet? He's currently alive. He can't kill somebody who's dead. This is Yumat Hamet. So obviously, because he's a Rasha, this guy's a murderer, whatever he is, he's considered to be a mate even while he's alive. That's the point. So Chayu, Elah Mate Mikaro. That's the point. He was always dead. But they, Rabbi Chiya, nothing like Kiryata. So Rabbi Chiya's children had to take a break from learning to go out back to their holdings in the out there in the fields. And because they were so busy taking care of their property, Yakulet Al Mudayu, they start to forget their learning. And become a tsari vat, Kurayu. And they were working, each one was trying to figure what was the pshat over there, and they were going nuts. It was very, very painful. So I'm like, you think Dad knows about our tsar, the father already died, Reb Chiya. You think that Reb Chiya is aware of what we're going through? Omele Yidach, so his brother told him, what does he know? Aktiv, Yechadu banav lo yida. Does it say, his children may give him COVID, says Eov. What's he know? Lo yada. Yitzaru v'lo yavin lomo. They can have pain. And he has no awareness of it. Now, apparently, he wouldn't know about our pain. What about the pasuk that says, "Ach bisaro alav yichav v'nafsho alav te'avel"? We're referring over here to a mate where he, and this Yov himself also said, as Rabbi Yitzchak has been dying, that this means bisaro. That is to say, his very flesh. So his own decaying flesh, kasherima lemate, kemachat b'basar achai. So it's as if you're sticking a needle into a living being. Amri, that's his own personal, the decay of his own body. Bitzara di lo yade, bitzara dachrina lo yade. But anything external to the immediacy of what he's connected to, still in the world, he doesn't know about. The low. But Tanya Maaseb Chasid Achad, wasn't there a famous story with a particular Chasid, the Gemara says elsewhere, Chasid Achad, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Rabbi Yehuda ben Biloy, who once gave, this guy's a poor guy, gave away a dinner to an Ani, an Erev Rosh Hashanah, which his wife is furious about, because that was basically the money that they had, and it was a Shnei Batzoret, and he got into a big fight with his wife, and so he had to go out to sleep that night in the Beit HaKvarot, when he got me out, he had nowhere to sleep. The ultimate dog house.
He's quiet.
No, then, at least he's quiet. The Halak Valad the Beit HaKvarot, the Ritva says this was in his mind, it was a dream, but because, I mean, why would you go out to Beit HaKvarot? This Makom of Tumah, and you're not allowed to go alone to Beit HaKvarot. If he's really a Chassid HaKad, would he really have been there? V'shamah shtei ruchot misaprot zolozo. So he hears two spirits speaking to another. So one of them says to her friend, Amra chada chaverta, chaverti, boi menashut ba'olam, since Leil Rosh Hashanah. So they want to hear what the din is going to be on the world, because whatever's going to be happening this year, the weather and so on, you know, let's hear the weather report for the coming year. Let's hear at least how bad things will be for other people, you know. It's no fun here. So the other one says, I can't go out. You know, it's all very nice for you. They buried you in an Yves Saint Laurent dress. But I'm sitting here, they buried me in a machatzel shel kanim, which is just a mat made out of reeds. I'm supposed to show myself at a party like that. Look, he out, you go, and what you hear, you can share with me. Masha Chomat Imrila. The Tzlach says the problem of Yemachatzel Chal Kanim is that since she was buried in Yemachatzel Chal Kanim, it prevented the decay of her body. And as long as a neshama is not free of a body, it's not free, so she can't be Nashut. Let's see, he uses this to explain a piece later. So anyway, when the other one comes back, Shata Vahamra Chaverta, Nu, Chaverti, Masha Mat Meachreya Pargot. So what'd you find out? Shabbat Shikala Zoreya Berevia Rishama, Borat Malakyota. I heard that whoever plants early this year is going to, his crop is going to be ruined by hell. Whereas if he waits to plant later, it'll still be soft, it won't be ruined. So he hears this. So sure enough, Alak Uvazar Abar of Yashniyah. So he waits until the second rains. And everybody else's field is wiped out. And Shalolo Laka. L'shana Acharet, the next year, he figured, you know, it's a good way to make a living. And we should find out the stock market report for the coming year. Alak Volam Bebetak Varod. And he hears the same Shtei Rechotshim as Saprot Zoyim Zoyim. That's like a repeat of the year before. So Amr Chadal Chavert Aboyim and Ashur Ba'olam Tishma Me'achorei Apargod Ma'apur Anud Ba'olam Amr Ali, I already told you Lo Kach Amarti Lachen Yechola Sh'anik Vurab Ma'chatzera Chokanim. So that was the basis of the Tzlach's Pshat. I mean, what's the point of saying it again? What, you forgot? That's what you're saying. I told you. Ela must be that there could have been a change during the course of that year. So the other Ruach assumed that by now already Ma'chatzera Chokanim wasn't Ma'kev the decay of her body. So her friend tells her, "Chaverti, Masha Matmeh Reparbu." I heard this year she called it the Rebbe Revi Ashniya. Whoever waits to plant the Revi Ashniya, his plants are going to be too young to survive the Shidafon. That's going to be Malakel. That everybody else will be okay. Of course, this year everybody figured they'll be smart and they'll wait until to be Zareh until the second rain. So he went ahead and he was Zareh in the first rain. See, he was Alak Zarber of Yerishona. Sure enough, Shokol Olam Kolo Nishtav. Shokol Olam Nishtav. Of course, his wife says to him, all right, come on. Everybody else thinks you're a big chassid. I know what a shmo you are. What's really going on over here? Don't try to tell me. Mina Shamayim. How come? It's classic. So how come last year, Shokol Olam Kolo Lakav Shokol Olam Kolo Lakav V'achshav Shokol Olam Kolo Nishtav Shokol Olam Nishtav. Come on. Anyway, I guess he was a chassid, but not smart enough to keep things from his wife. So Sachwa Kalat Varim Alalum. So he tells Rav the whole story. Amru, of course, lo ayu yamim o'at. It didn't take too long until his wife had a big fight with the mother of the girl that had been the one that was talking about the Machatzel Chokani. So Naflak Tata ben Ishto Shalotot Chassid. Ubeinima Shalotariba. And of course, in the heat of the argument, she says, listen, you total idiot, your own daughter is buried in a Machatzel Chokanim. L'chi v'rech b'tech shikvurab a Machatzel Chokanim. Anyway, of course, poor Oto Chassid didn't know that his wife had already spilled the beans. So he goes out the next year to figure out the insider trading for the next year. So l'shana acharet alach v'lam b'beit ha'kvarot, shama otan ruchot shemesaprot zo'im zo. Amar la chavreti, boi v'nashut b'olam, v'nishma mi'achorei ha'pargod, ma'pro anod b'olam, amar la chavreti v'lim yalon, dvorim shebenim v'nech v'an ishmu v'nechaim. Somebody's listening in to our conversations. Anyway, but you see from here that apparently they know what's going on in the world and have interested. I mean, so how do you say that they don't know? Because she found out over here that her mother had a fight. And that, how does she know? Must be that she knows. That's not the riot, because maybe a friend of hers died and told her what was going on. But it doesn't mean that she has any knowledge of what's going on in the world personally. So that doesn't prove anything. So let's tashma. The Ziri have mafkid zuzik have your specific. Ziri used to leave money with the hotel keeper, with the woman who was he used to stay with. Anyway, he goes and he learns that they robbed. By the time he gets back, he finds she's died, and he has no idea where she put the money that he gave her. So he goes to the Beit HaKoro, does a batr lechatzar mava, and says, "So where's my money?" Amar zuzi echa. So she says, "Zir shakli mitutik snura detasha b'duch plan." Go and take it from underneath the hinge of the door. Remember, the hinges used to swing, so the hinge would go into a hole on the ground. So lift up the door, take out the door, lift up the hinge, and you'll see under there, such and such a door. And by the way, will you tell my mother to send me my comb and my eyeshadow with my friend who's going to die tomorrow? Bari planita dakila machar. So as Rashi says, oh, she had died young, and she was saying this as a poignant, you know, like this is what you have to send to me. Alma Yadi, but anyway, apparently, she knew that her friend was going to die. So apparently she must have known that her friend was very ill. That's not a riot. I mean, there may have been, you know, a list, an update about who's going to be joining. You got to make place for so-and-so. So there might have been, you know, arrivals due today. They might have had her friends on the arrivals screen. That's not a riot. Toshma, Shmuel's father used to be the guy in charge of all the money of the Yitomim. So Kinoch Nafshe, when he died, Shmuel wasn't around. Davi Shmuel got there. And because of that, he had no idea where the money was. And people started calling Shmuel the guy, the son of the guy who Ochel Zuzidiyat, when he ate up all of the money of the Yitomim, we never got our money back. So Ozol Abad, Chatzar Maveh, again, they're made fun with his dreams. This whole thing is a dream. And that riot is that Shmuel was a Kohen. How could he go to a dream? Omar Lahu, how could he go to the Beit HaKvarot, obviously?
Had a dream ever heard on this in a dream?
No, he didn't go to the Beit HaKvarot. This entire thing is in his mind.
Chatzar Maveh is a Russian
that's used often. Yeah, yeah. Chatzar we're using as usually we say it in Aramaic, but in Hebrew it's Chatzar Maveh. Huh? Ritva. Omar Lahu. Anyway, so he says, okay, I'm looking for Abba. Not many Abbas we got here. You got to be kidding. Abba Tuva Yigalcha. Okay, but I got a special. Abba is Abba Bar Abba. We got tons of those too. There's lots of Abba Bar Abbas here also, Yigalcha. Well, I want Abba Bar Abba Avod Shmuel. Hey, where do I find him? Oh, him. Sleek Lamitif to the Rakia. Go to the yeshiva in the sky. Anyway, so he's on his way into the Matif Turaki, and he sees Levi is outside on the stairs. Yati Vapatra. So Shmuel says to Levi, who was his friend, what are you doing outside? Amaya Tatavroy, my time alo Salaka, why don't you go in? Amaya, don't let me in. They tell me all these years that I refused to walk in to hear the shir of Rabbi Yaffas, because I didn't think he gave such a good shir. So I embarrassed him, they're not letting me into the Matif Turaki. It's a punishment. So kol hani shnei velo salika to the metifta the Rabbi Abe vachlish te vadaite lo ma'alina loch. We're not telling you in to the metifta rakia. Anyway, while he's talking to Levi, his father comes along, and he sees that his father is both smiling and crying. So kabachi va'achich amale, how come you're crying? Amale de la aga ka'atita, because you're about to die. You're going to be here very soon. So then why are you smiling? My time, because chashiva daya matuva, you're a very chashiva guy. Amalei says, well, if I'm such a chashiva guy, I want you to bring my friend into the Beit HaMidrash. So now, little lady. So they did. I little lady. Anyway, meanwhile, Amalei.
Protects you even worse.
They always protect you. Zuze diatme echa. What happened to the money of the Yitomim? Amalei, okay, zil shakrin v'am to the rechaya. What you need to do is take the entire, this thing weighed a few tons, understand? Take out the Am of the Rechayim, and you'll find there that there's going to be three levels of sacks or safes that are buried under the ground. So the top one and the bottom one, that's our personal money. The middle one belongs to the Yitomim. Amarle, why? My time, I've had a talk. Why'd you do it that way? Well, Amarle, because look, I figured if Ganovim come, they'll find the top safe and they'll assume that that's it. They're not going to look further. So that way they'll steal our money. They won't steal the Yitomim's money. So Ganuve, Ganvi, Ganve, so Miganu Mididan. And the Yachla Ara, and the bottom one, which is more exposed to ground moisture and so on. If anything happens to that money, it'll be our money, not the Yitomim's money. Anyway, but meanwhile you see that he knew about the Hashivas of Shmuel and so on, so apparently he's taking interest to know what goes on in the world. That's no raya, because Shani Shmuel gave the Hashive, I mean he must have known. Some learned that he must have known that Shmuel was going to die soon because he wasn't well. But that's so. But the Shmuel is different because of his chashivut. It must be that Duma was Kadmium Achras, that they put up a special notice that you guys better make room over here for Shmuel. It's an important guy. So why don't we say the same text we said before that it's on the arrivals thing. Because it's not Mashva says to us, it was Mamash and arrival. That he was due right away.
It's not
Lubach first. Yeah, it's Lagal. So Lagal, we wouldn't have said that. There's no rival chart for them. But over here, where they already have to make a whole new Seder and the Masif to the Rakia and put up a new chair for the new Rashiva and so on, over there it takes some time to get that done, as you know. And because of that,
don't
move too quickly. So since it was Bechoshev, Zakadmi Omachrazi, Panu Makom, make some place over here. And the truth is, even Rabbi Yonatan, who was the one who tied in, what's the problem if my tzitzis are hanging out, it's going to bother somebody. He himself had charota. How do we know that the dead communicate? Moshe Rabbeinu was told before he dies, Aloshen Av Lemor. They're angry at me. They didn't send me the chart this year.
No, this is from 7 years ago. I didn't get it.
So, because I didn't go to the see him. The guy came himself to invite me, and I... Anyway.
Really? So they're not sending...
I don't know. I didn't get it. Usually,
people, maybe so.
Every cycle, every year, they send me these things, and I bring them in.
They talk about unorganized. They were so unorganized.
Okay, so maybe. So, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Zot Arta Shanishbati Lavram Lutzgar Be'Yakov Leimor. What does Leimor mean? You can say Zot Arta Shanishbati Lavram Lutzgar Be'Yakov. Ella means HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Leich Emor. Leimor means you go tell Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. I made a promise to you. And this, of course, was the opening words to Moshe Rabbeinu Shlichut. Ve'erel Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Be'Kel Shakai. And Rashi says, Nishbati Lam Ve'lo Kiyamtiya. Shmi Hashem Lo Nodati Lam. This is the last chance, the last words I'm telling you. You go tell them. Shvua Shenishbati Lachem. Kiyamtiya Levedechem. At least you saw they went already into Ebra Yardin, Eretz Sichon Va'og. And now you've seen Eretz Yisrael. We're holding by coming in. And so now Isaac conducted the Lo Yada. Now we are extending the meaning of Yada. Because now, obviously, the meaning of Lo Yada is that there is no awareness or no relationship to any element in Olam HaZeh. Now we're explaining, Ach besoro alav yichav, is that something that in this world is sensed sensually, so then it's possible for a mate to be connected to on some level. But to be connected to things that are going on in the world is ridiculous. That's what we thought. Rabbi Yonatan originally thought. But if it wouldn't make any sense to Avram Yitzchak Yaakov to hear Shvua, what Shvua, who Shvua, what are you talking about? What world? What are you? What are you talking about? So then that would be Lo Yade. I mean, we wouldn't understand even what you're saying. So what would be the point? What would be the point of telling them anything? That's the point. I don't understand what you're saying. So if they do understand, so then why wouldn't they be aware of what's going on? If you're telling me there's a connection to the world, then they're connected. If you're telling me that they're not connected, then it means that there's no even making sense of what's going on in a dimensionally constrained universe. What, I don't know what you're talking
about.
Tell
them anything would be meaningless.
It would be completely meaningless. So Mamon of Shaka doesn't make sense. I mean, either they're still part of the world as we know it, or they're not part of the world. So what would be the point of saying anything? So then why would Moshe Rabbeinu have to be telling them? Normally, only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to appreciate Moshe as the carrier of this teva. But Jaina Mutalafanav Lo, for Amino Mishimetom Mutalafanav Ochabayta Hervimeno Bayta Heroch of the Beit Haviro, Vimeno Beit Haviro, Osebichitravo, Helvimeno, Davala Sotbichitza, Mahazir Panavoch, Veno Mesevoch, Veno Hobasa, Veno Shotayan, Veno Mavora, Eno Mezami, Eno Mavorfinala, Eno Mezamimala, Upoturmik, Yachman, Atfilam, Atfilin, Umbiko, Bitsvot, Amurat, Batora, despite the fact that he is in another house, apparently. Ube Shabbat, Mesev, that's going only where it's in the same place, where he had no choice but to be Magzir Panavoch. Kivan Shemutala Lavlakovro, psychologically it's Mutala Fadava, that's the point. Raya, Shemavayokom Avrami Alpne Mito. So he's not in front of Sarah. None of us is Azek Brahmeti Melfanai. Which means, Kozman Shemutala Lavlakovro, Kimutal Lefanav Damu. Anyway, but the other thing is, it says Davka Mito Mutal. So it has to be relative. How about if it just be Shamro Lo, Fatanya? Okay, but then you're saying meto mishamro inaval maalech bebet akvarot lo vatanya lo yalech atam bebet akvarot utfilin brosho sefer Torah bezroh vekorei imosekein over mishum loy glash kerafoseu. Yeah, but that's only in loy glash. It's only toch arba amot. Who the answer? Who's arba amot chayav? Your mama made tofet arba amot kriachma. Zoch who's arba amot nami patur mufa. So then you can switch off. If they were by Misvina, they can both walk away. What kederach? Obviously, I'm not going to be less noyek comfort for sefer Torah miatzamot. Yala a sefer. Omer Chav on Rav Yehuda. Kol haroya meit veinu melaveyu over mishum loy glorash cherof aseyu. Ve'imel avav maschero. On Rav Yehuda v'lava katuv omer malve Hashem shun melave Hashem et vischonein da u'mechabdo chonin evyon. Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Yonatan, Avishak, Vaz, Beit HaKvarot, Avishat, Etchalt, Rabbi Yonatan. Amar, Rabbi Chiya, bring your tzitzit in. Kedosh lo yom elu machar bain etzlenu, v'akshab becharfim otom, what idiots. Amalai, miyadi kulayai. Kiva, meitim einam yadi mu'uma. Amalai, im karita lo shanita. Im shanita lo shilashka. Im shilashka, and you can't figure out yourself. Avisi lo pishulacha. Ki achayim yadim shiamutu. Eva tzadikim shvimita tam nikru chayim. Shinamru v'na yao ben yao yada ben ishchai rav palim kav tzeel. Hu ikat shnei ariel moav v'hu yarad v'ikat ari b'toch habor b'yom ha-shalek. Ben ishchai, what's that supposed to mean? Ato kule alma b'nei meite minu. Elo ben ishchai minu afil b'mita toko ru ichai. Izo rav palim kav tzeel shirba v'kivet palim l'torah. V'hu ikat shnei ariel moav sho iniach kamoto lo b'migdash vishon v'lo b'migdash shini. Hu yarad v'ikat ari b'toch habor b'yom ha-shalek. Ikri amri means literally b'yom ha-shalek. It's tough, it's easy to bar that. And he went down into the well to be taiva. Ikri amri the tana sifr de v'rab b'yom ha-situ. Anyway, he continues the pasuk. Well, meitim ina miyadim uuma refers to Rishayim shebechayim kruyim meitim. Shenera vata chalal rashan etzi Yisrael. Anyway, so that's the pshat. Ina miyadim uuma means he's such idiots. He's not even aware. Oh, he's such a rush. He's not even aware of Yom HaMita to do tshuva. V'ibayitem ha-miyacha. Ha-pishnayim edim shloshayim yumat ha-meit. What do you mean ha-meit? Chayu. Ela ha-meit bikara. Anyway. Then Rabbi Chiya nafak kiyata yaker lo talmudayu. I mean, miktar eilu atkure. Omle kav lechav. You think Abba knows about this? Omle yidak. Ach, mina yad aktiv yechabdu banav velo yeda. Omle yidak velo yada. Vaktiv ag besaro alav yechav nafsho alav teavel. Vom Rabbi Yisuf kosher imal ha-meit kemachat bebasara chai. Amri betzara didu yade betzara da achrina banav even lo yade. Hello? V'otanya ma'aseh b'chassid achat shiratan dinar la'ani b'erev Rosh Hashanah b'shnei batzaret v'iknitato ishto v'alach v'lan b'bet ha'kvarot v'shamah shtei ruchot shebisaprot zo lezo omrochot sorry, chod l'chaverto, chaverti bo'i v'noshut b'olam v'nishmami achorei ha'pargud ma'puranot b'olam אמרה לה חברתה, אין יכולה, אני קבורה במחצלות של קנים. אלא חיית, מה שאת שומעת, אמרי לי, הלכה היא ושעתה הוא בא. אמרה לה חברתה, נו, חברתי, מה שמעת באחרי הפרגון? אמרה לה, שמעתי שכל הזרעיה ברביע ראשונה, מורד מעקה אותו. הלכו וזרע ברביע השנייה, שכל העולם כולו לוקה, שלא לא לוקה. לשנה אחרת הלכו לנו בבית הקברות ושמע אותן שתי רוחות, שמספרות זו עם זו. אמרה אחרי לחברתה, בואי ונשות בעולם לשמוע מאחורי הפרגות, מה פרומות בעל העולם? אמרה לחברתי, לא כך אמרתי לך, אין יכולה, אני קבורה במחצלת של קנים. אלוהי את, מה שאת שומעת, בואי ואמרי לי. Very smart. And kolola kav shalola kav akshav shalolam kolol nishtav shalol nishtav sach lo kolad varim alalu amru shirina floy yomim muatim ad shenafla ktata ben ishto shel oto chasid ben ima shel ota riba amra la lachi merich bitek shikvura b'machzor shel kanim l'shana acheret halach v'lan bebet hakvarot shema otan ruchot mesaprot zo im zo amra la chaverti boi v'nashut ba'olam v'nishma me'achrei hapargod ma pranut ba'olam amra la chaverti anichani דורם שני ולנך כבר נשבו בין החיים אז אף איזה שינו בעלת עצם ראי ידעו מן השחל נשחל ועוד זה ואמר לו תושמע וזה עירי אבי מאף כתזוזי גבי איש בזיכתי you understand that until this point we're ready to say that she understood and despite the fact that we're saying no she wouldn't know what's going on the Gemara changed their approach at the end in Rabbi Yonatan anyway so Adasi And those of a big rav, anyway, Shiva. Those of Batra Lachatzamavit, Amala Nu Zuzi Hecha, Amala Zushkid Matoti Pitsurun the Dasha, Beduch Pla. And while you're at it, will you tell my mother to be Meshadali Mesrakoi, Guftoi, Bekuch Labadi Palmita Daatila Machar? Some learn that the Pshat is that this other person had borrowed her comb and her eyeshadow. So she wanted to be Mezaka, that person, before they died. That it should be returned, that it shouldn't be that she died having somebody else's thing. That was the pshat in the idea. Anyway, Alma Yadi, that she was very ill? No, Dilma Duma Kodimim Achrizu. Tashma. Davud Shwil Avakbunfakti Gabe Zuzi Viatmi, Kinat Nafshe Loa Vishmo Gabe. Have a corolla barak with Zuzi Viatmi. Also, about the Hatzer Mavet. A malo be ina aba, no aba. Ika tuva aba. Amal bina aba baraba. Aba baraba nami tuva ika. Amal bina aba baraba avu de shmuel. Eka. Amal like salakum the slikum the tifter rakia. Anyway, that kazi lady yati bavroi. Amal like, what are you doing, Avroi? My time a little salakta. Amal like, because that's what they said to me. Kol kianak shani. The lo salik to the matif to rabbi afas. Vaklish to the daite. You're not allowed in. Lo my lino lachal matif to rakia. Ata haki vahaki hata avua. Kazi da vikaboki vahaki. Amal like, my time a kabachita. Amal like, the do hakel kaatita. My time a kita. Te chashivet bai amatuva. Amal like, I chashivna. So then I lula levi. I lula levi. Amal like, zuzi liat mehecha. Amalei zil shekvin beyamta derechaya iloi v'tatoi di don umetziyoi di atme Amalei my time avaratachi Amalei because that way yigidu v'gan v'migan v'midi don and yachlara achlam di don the Rambam beautifully translates this into halacha lemaisa so in terms of the din of the chiyuv of a shomer he says you have to be shomer other people's money the way you're shomer your own money but when he talks about the zehiras about yitomim He says a person has to be Mishamra the moment of Yitomim more than his Mishamra's own moment. This is the marker that they've been saying for the Rambam. Where else does it say it? Unbelievable. Amalei, so Amadi Adi. Dilma Shani Nishbro Kivta Kashive Kadmi Umachrze Panu Mokam Vafri Vyonatan Adabe Di Omri Shmuel Ban Hakbini Omri Vyonatan Minayin Lemetim Shem Saprim Zem Zeh Shema Vayomer Hashem Elav Zot Aretz Hashem Nishbati Levar Mitzak V'Yakov Leibor My Leibor Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Lech Amor Lam Lav Mitzak V'Yakov Shvua Shnishbati Lachem Kvar Ki Amtia Levnechem V'Yisak Adak Dilo Yadi Ki Amelo Mai Havi Elamai, the Yadi, Salomon, the Mayamalu, Lakzukele, Tivut, and the Moshe.
Gentlemen, we waited yesterday specially for Saba Josh, who was kind enough to come today on time to treat us to a closure, so we didn't say the last few words. So let's get back to the end of Perek Rishon and Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, even though today's Daf is Yud Ches, Perek Sheni, I mean. And we were giving now the Teretz. Of why it's not necessarily a stira of the shita of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel and the Rabbanan when it comes to the question whether Hashin and Meyuara, the difference between a chatan saying Kriyat Shema and someone who doesn't do melacha on Chol HaMoed was, we said, now take a look about five lines up from the end of the perek. The Rabbonin ad Rabbonin lo kasha. There's no problem with the Rabbonin's stira, where they contradict themselves in the question of Yura, because Kriyat Shema, they're Kiva de Kuli Yom Kokoru, everyone is reading Kriyat Shema. So when the Chatan basically acts like everyone else, that's not the definition of Yuhara. Yuhara is the question of how one acts in relationship to the people around him. So since Iu Nami Kori, Lo Nifsik Yuhara, he's not doing anything different than anyone else. When it comes to not doing Melacha on Tisha B'Av, everyone else in a minig, a place where the minig is to do Melacha is doing Melacha. So therefore he's distinguishing himself from his surroundings, and in doing that, we're Chashin in the Yuhara. Whereas Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, there's no question over here of how to understand Rav Shimon ben Gamliel either, because it's not a contradiction. According to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, the question is whether he's making an assertion about himself, not whether he's acting differently than other people. So a chatan who insists on saying Kriyat Shema is making an assertion about his abilities to concentrate, despite the fact that he's a chatan. Such an assertion is yuara, where it's not true. And therefore, hata bikavanata yamilta, when it comes to Kriyat Shema, it has to do with the facts. Can he or can he not be aware of the Kriyat Shema? Vanan sahadi delom matzil chavuni. We have every reason to testify to the fact that he's just as much a jerk as everybody else, and he does not know how to be mechavein when he's a chatan. And he's insisting that he is. That's Yuhara. Aval Hacha, there's nothing that is assertive, b'chalal, when it comes to not doing work. Because not doing work, there's a lot of batlanim out there that don't do work. And therefore, Haro Elmer Melachahu De'en Lo. He obviously just doesn't have a job. Pok Chozik, I'm a batlani. How many batlanim there are out there in the shuk? You walk through the shuk of people sitting there playing those silly games and backgammon and so on and so there. But there's a chashina mishum. You are a hundred alach hayah korei. Wait. Give it a little bit more. We waited for this. Mi shemeto mutal lefanav patur mi kriyat shema minatvila minatvilinu mikol mitzvot amurot batorah. So now continuing some of the elements that have to do, actually when I say continuing, it's very much continuing, because the question is machlokas here, ben harishonim, where does this parak belong? Rashi apparently had the parak mi shemeto after the parak of tefilat hashachar. Because now we're talking about both tefillah, and Kriyat Shema. So yeah, okay. So we'll discuss the dinim of the tefillat hashachar. That was the way that he had it in the seder of his Gemara. Tosfos Tainis, the Ritain is over here that it makes a great deal of sense here, because we were talking at the end of the previous perek, the p'tur of Kriyat Shema because of chatan osek b'mitzvah. We introduce now what may be a new issue of p'tur. And that's actually a machlokas rishonim, whether we're talking about something new or whether it's a continuation of the halacha, either according to some of Tirda, and that someone who has a body to bury has the same din as a chassan, so that an onen and a chassan are essentially the same. Both are involved in a mitzvah which is taking up their concentration, despite the fact that they're not currently involved specifically in the burial. It's a fascinating juxtaposition which occurs again and again throughout Shas, the din of chosin, sheva brachas versus sheva shivas yimei avelut, the funeral procession meeting the chas, the procession who goes first. So this is about the theme throughout Ketuvot. Here would be another example. Chatan and Onen essentially have the same halachas. Others learn that the halacha over here is not because of tier to the mitzvah, it's actually because of Esek, the mitzvah. And others learn we're introducing a new issue, which is kovet ames. So that the ideas of how one acts around a mace are influenced not only by the shiloh, whether it's, there's a halach of specific activity in the mitzvah, or a tears in the mitzvah, which we remarked in the previous parak, but a new din of how one acts around a mace bichlal, which we'll see very much defines the nature of the sugya in the Gemara that follows this mishnah, which does not concentrate on tears in the mitzvah as much as it does on loig l'rash and kovan hamace and shmirat hamace and so on and so forth. So it says the Mishnah, Misha Meito Mutal Lefanav. Now right now we're going to assume that means literally. His body is in front of him, and there it is in the same room where he is, patur mikriyat shema, uminat tefillah, uminat tefillin. Some are not gores, the next words, mikol mitzvot ha'amurot b'torah. Because the question over here is whether this is a din in tirda. If it's a din in tirda, it shouldn't expand to all mitzvot. Because only those things that require concentration, we learned out of Potter because of tirda. It's only asik that part is yosik b'mitzvah potter min ha'mitzvah. Again, all of this in our halachic review, because it's very nogea al halacha, these nafkaminas and how to understand the mitzvah, the Mishnah. Nosei hamita v'chilufehen v'chilufei chilufehen. Now at a funeral, you have people that are carrying the body, but everybody is trying to get a turn. So you have chilufin, you have chiluf, chilufin, and this was the minhag at the time as well, of the Gemara, that everyone wanted to have a share in the actual nesiat hamita, to be mekayim the mitzvah of the korban hames, and the levayat hames. So the din is like this. And here there's a lot of problems with the Girsa. We'll read it, the Girsa that's in front of us, which is the Girsa of Rashi, who learns that the people that are behind the mita means they've already finished their mitzvah, and nonetheless they are going to go back around and try to get another chance, which also is actually done often. And those that are in front are people who didn't get their chance yet, and they're waiting now to be mekayim the mitzvah. Whereas Tosus understands, because of that he has to change the Girsa, Tosus understands the difference between someone before and after is whether they are going to ever get a chance again. If they're after, in other words, it's over, they were already Mekayim their mitzvah, they're not coming back again. So Rashi has the Girsa as we have it. Et shel lifnei hamita ve shel achar hamita. Whether we're talking about people that are lifnei hamita, that are going now to get the chance to be nosei hamet, or those that are now already had their chance. Now, actually, fneha mita, in the case where the mita is tzorech b'hem. So now if they're in front of the mita and they are now next in line, they have to actually carry it, they're needed for carrying it. They're pturim, because they're actually being osek now in this mitzvah. The etshela acher hamita, even though tzorech b'hem, in other words, even though they are going to have a chance again, so there's still a tzorech for them in this funeral, but since they were already going to their mitzvah, there's no reason why they can't, there's plenty of people there, there's no reason why they can't now say Kriyat Shema, which after all is a mitzvah overet, it's passing by, the time is passing, it's a mitzvah diorita, let them say their Kriyat Shema. However, both would be elu ve'elu pturim and not tefillah, because after all, the tefillah is not diorisa, and there's time that you can be mispalo later on, and so on. Some Rishonim stress the time, some stress the question of the diorisa or the drabbanat. Kavru et hamit v'chazru. Now, of course, the minhag then was as it is today, that after the kvura, they made the shura in the Beit HaKvarot. So it took some time to go from the Mokam HaKever to the road back up on top, where the Avelim, when they came up, would pass by the two rows, between the two rows, which is called the shura for the Nichum. Generally speaking, in a shura, you have people that are actually up front in the shura, that the Avelim will actually see as they walk by. But it may be, you know, 10 rows deep. And the Meitim, the Avelim, do not see the people in the back. They see the people in the front. So the question is like this. Everybody's running up now from the kever up to the road. So if there's enough time, if you could complete Kriyat Shema, so then, fine, then do so. Yatchilu, by the time you get up to the Shura. The Imlav, but if you can't, then you shouldn't begin being Isaac in the other mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Question is, by the way, which some of the Yachronim discuss, is why not? You finish your mitzvah of kvura. You have another mitzvah now. Start the other mitzvah. If you can't do the mitzvah of nichum avelim and the shura, so osik the mitzvah potter in a mitzvah in the middle of reading kriyat shema. Why is there a problem? Maybe to have to plan out whether I'll be able to do the nichum or not. It's weird. So most of the achronim learn that the whole levaya is one essential mitzvah, so that I'm involved both in helping the avelim and kavod hamet throughout. And therefore, you can't say just because I'm in the middle of walking up to the road and we haven't started the shura that we've ended the mitzvah of this funeral. Obviously, there's a sense of involvement in all of the elements of the funeral. Therefore, be'ikar, you're still involved in the mitzvah of the levayat hamet, and you shouldn't, therefore, be osik in something else. Osik can finish it and get back to your mitzvah, and it won't interrupt you at all. Now, once you're in the shura, ha'omdim v'shura, ha'pnimiyim, the ones who the avelim are going to be seeing, and are going to be hearing as they walk by their potter, because they have to be osik right now in Nichum Avelim. V'achitzoniim, the ones that are on the outside, so they're like five rows further out, the Avelim are not going to see them. So the chitzoniim, they are chayiv. Now, this girsa, they're chayav because they're not really osik b'mitzvah now. They're standing there sufficient. They're neither torah nor actually being osik. Tosis is bothered by this girsa because, as explained to you, l'shitato, once you did it, you're not going to be coming back again. So why would Liachar Hamita be potter from anything? You're finished. As far as you're concerned, the funeral is over. So how do you get that? Even it would be tzrichalehem if there were no. How do you even use the words of the Mishnah? How could the mita possibly be tzrichalehem if the definition of Liachar Hamita, according to Tosis, is that there's no tzrichalehem? And therefore, he doesn't like the girsa that we have, and he brings that there was, it doesn't change the girsa, that there's an extant girsa that reads in the Mishnah, Shelifnei Amita v'shela Achar Amita, Etcha Amita Tzichalehem Pturin, Etcha Amita Etzichalehem Chayavim, which is very straightforward. The way we have it, you'll notice, it's not very grammatical. It's using words to go forwards and backwards, which happens sometimes, but it is a bit strange, the formulation of Rashi. Says the Gemara, if we take the words Mishmeto Mutalifanav, meaning physically, literally, Mutalifanav. So in other words, you're saying that only if a person is in front of the body, then he's part of the Kriyat Shema and so on. But if he's not in front of the body, then this wouldn't be true and he would have to say Kriyat Shema and so on, despite the fact that he's an Onain and that he has to take care of this mate today. Is that true though? Ramini, doesn't it say Beferush, that Mishmeto Mutalifanav, Ochel Bebayet Acher? Someone who has a mate in front of him has to move to another room to eat. If he doesn't have another room, he should go to a friend's house. If he doesn't have a friend who has a house, so then he should make a mechitza in between himself and the mate in his own room, and only then eat. And if he can't even do that, mechazir panav, he turns to the wall, not facing the mate, the other direction. And even when he eats in that fashion, all of this is mishum kavod hamet. We're not talking about doing a mitzvah. We're talking about simply eating. And the idea is that to eat and to take care of one's physical living needs in the presence of one who is dead is like loigel rash. In other words, I continue to be osik in my life while yours is over. So when he's eating, it's just a need. So he shouldn't pamper himself in eating. Eino mesa v'ochel. It doesn't take the Roman approach of lying while he's eating. Eino ochel basar, eino shote yayin. He doesn't pamper himself by eating meat, drinking wine. And he's potter from mitzvahs, and many learn he's usher in mitzvahs. Eino mevarech, he does not say any brachas. Eino mizamein, he doesn't say birkat hamazon. Rashi learns in all of these, he doesn't have to. Many of the Rishonim arguments, he's not allowed to. Again, which we'll go into more in our halachic review next Friday. The in mevarchim alav, he doesn't use somebody else's bracha to say amen to. In mezamnim alav, you don't bring him to be mitzaref to the birkat hazimun. He's not one of the three. Upatur mikriyat shema min atvila min atvilin umikom mitzvot amurot batorah. And he'd be parted from all mitzvahs. Now notice that it seems to be going on any of the above cases. In other words, he moved to the next room already. He's eating in the next room. It says he should go to the next room. It was friend's house. Nonetheless, in all of the above cases, he doesn't. He's parted from all mitzvahs. We'll talk about the shomer. Right now, we're talking about an onim. We'll get to the shomer. V'yolchel b'tzav Shabbos, however, on Shabbos, he eats the Roman fashion. He eats meat, drinks wine, ochel b'tzav shote yayin, and he's mevarech, and mizamein, mevarech alav, mizamnim alav, and he's chayev b'chol mitzvot amurat b'torah. And Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, well, once he's chayev in those, he's chayev in all of them. Huh? What's that supposed to mean? Mitoch shit chayev b'elun, chayev b'cholam. Rabbi Yochanan explains, my benayah, the question over here is whether things in private, tashmish amita, where the acting out in aninut on Shabbat or in avilut on Shabbat would not be noticeable. Nobody's going to know if he's sleeping with his wife or not. That's the question of whether there's no heg isr of tashmish amita, the chiyev of Onan Friday night. That's the difference between Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, once you're chayev, you're chayev. In any event, benogea our question, katani mias, what's the bottom line? Patur mi kriyat shma, min atvila, min atvilin, mikol mitzvot amurat batorah, despite the fact that the guy is certainly not in the same room as the mate, and therefore meto is not mutalafanav. Now how do you explain our Mishnah in light of this? Omer of Papa, maybe this part is going only on the last piece, which says if you don't have anything to make a mechitza, turn to the wall, turn the other direction. So in the event that this person turned the other direction from the mate, he's still in the room, and then he's Pater Mikriyat Shema, and so on, in which case it would be completely consistent with the Mishnah that says Mishameto Mutalifanav. So Tirgama Machzir Panav Vochel, all of the cases of the Ptur would be going specifically where he turned aside. Rav Ashi says, what are you talking about? Mutalifanav does not mean that he's physically in the presence of the mate. Mutalifanav means he's psychologically in the presence of the mate. Mutal is a lashon of achrayut. He's responsible. So the responsibility is mutal alav. If he's responsible for the kvura, kivanshu mutal alav lekovro, then that has a din of mutalifanav asher. That's the way we use the word even in the Chumash. You read the Chumash, you see that's what it means. It says, Vayokam Avraham yal pnei meto. He goes to speak to the Bnei Chet, to buy the Marat HaMachpelah, and he says, B'ferush v'ekbaram metim milifanai. There's a milifanai. He's not in the presence of the mate. So we see that milifanav means his sense of responsibility to take care of the burial. So you say, give me an opportunity to take care of that responsibility, even though he's not in the presence of Sarah at the time that he's negotiating with the Bnei Chet. So you see, therefore, that Kozman Shemutalav lekovro kimutalifanav dami. That makes it very clear from the pasuk. By the way, this has very important implications, because if we learn as Rav Ashi that mutal is the responsibility rather than the physical presence, then that would mean that someone who is not responsible, let's say there's a chevra kaddish and he has absolutely no relationship at all to the kfura, or he's out of town, or the mate is now in an airplane being taken to Eretz Yisrael, or there's other family members have taken over and given him the boot, or whatever the case is. In all those cases, there would not be a din of aninut, according to this, because he's not personally responsible. So despite the fact the funeral hasn't taken place, and he should be an onen in the sense of being a relative on the day of death, since there's no responsibility, there's no aninut. Now, the problem here is that the mashma'ut, as a number of you have asked, the mashma'ut of the Mishnah is that only Nishim Meito Mutalafanav. How about if it's not his personal mate, it's not a family member, he simply volunteered to do the Shemira on this mate? I mean, then the mashma'ut is that if he's a Shemir, that he is Chayev. Now, the Mishnah should just say, somebody is being Isaac with the mate. What difference does it make if it's Meito or not Meito? You're telling me Meito, Inavo Mishamro, lo. The Tanya, doesn't it say the Ferush and the Braita, that I'm a Shemirat mate? And you're saying all is meto. Says the Gemara. Both are true. There's two separate dinim. There's a din of mishamro, but that's a specific halacha where I am on duty. So if I'm on duty, then it's apa pisheino meto, even though I'm not a relative, but my responsibility for this mate gives me the dinim of the ptur here, whether they're in terms of the chiyuv of kavod hamet, or whether in terms of oisik b'mitzvah, tir of a mitzvah. And on the other hand, someone who's not mishamro, and it's meito, af pishe no mishamro, then he would also have these chiyuvim, because of the overall responsibility for the kfura, despite the fact that right now he's not being a shamer. Okay, fine, but in other words, you're saying it's one or the other, right? In other words, either meito or mishamro, right? But, I mean, Abu Mahalak with Betak Farod, lo, I mean, certainly, a guy who just happens to be taking a stroll through a graveyard, I mean, it's clear from the mission, that's not included in this dinim, but even that's a problem. Because Vatanya, doesn't it say in the Braita, that a person should be careful not to be doing mitzvot in the Betak Farod, lo ya'alecha don the Betak Farod v'tfilin b'rosho, the Sefer Torah b'zro'o, v'korei, shouldn't be holding a Sefer, reading from the Sefer? And the Tosafot says it doesn't mean literally has to be reading. I mean, and even if he's saying Baal Peh, I mean, the point is that it's clear, it's evident that he's big osev mitzvahs, and he's got his tefillin on his head. The imo sekein, all he's doing is walking. Yahalak b'petak parot. If he does such a thing, he's over mishum loeg larash cherap oseu. That someone who laughs at the poor, and there's nobody that is more poor than a mate who has nothing. So it's as if he is cursing his maker. So why does the Mishnah say only if he's a shomer, an onen? Now, there is in fact a third category, but there's different parameters for the third category. This third category, being of loeg larash, is only where it's toch arba amot. So there, toch arba amot hu de asur, chutz li arba amot. If you're not within 4 amos of an actual mate, despite the fact that you may have walked into the Beit HaKvarot under the sign and so on. I mean, that's not the point. Chutzi arba amot, you'd still be higher than mitzvahs. The Yom Amar mate to face arba amot the Kriyat Shema. As far as the dinim of Ptur Kriyat Shema around a mate, it's only within arba amas of the mate. But as far as the halacha of Shemira is concerned, or the halacha of Onid is concerned, there it's not defined by arba amot, as long as there is that Shemira. By the way, getting into the din of Shemira, Gufa, but Hayushinayim, as we saw before, you have two people, you can take turns. So Zeh Mishamer v'Zeh Korei, and then the other one is Mishamer, and the other one is Korei. Ben Azai says, you know, actually, if you're in a boat, you wouldn't need to take turns, because you could be Menicho b'zavit zu mitpalalim shneihem b'zavit acheret. You can leave the mate in one side of the boat, you go to that side of the boat, and you can both say Kriyat Shema or Tefillah. In other words, as he holds it, the din of Shmirat HaMate would be a halakha, where you have to worry that maybe a chaya is going to come along and drag the mate away, or maybe someone will come and capture the body in order to ransom it back, and so on, which we know we have good friends in this area that like to do that type of thing. So if you've got ghouls and vultures and so on around, okay, but when you're on a boat in the middle of the ocean, you don't have to worry about that kind of thing. Whereas apparently the Tanakama apparently argues on that, right? And it doesn't matter if it's on a boat or not. Marbi Naya, what are they arguing in? Omravina Khoshin Lach Barimika, but now the question is whether you have to worry about rats. If you have to worry about rats, you certainly have to be worried about rats on a boat. And therefore, you'd have to be shomer on a boat as well, and you can have to take turns on a boat. Now, Shane Cain, according to Ben Azai, he's not chayish for achbarim, he's only chayish for chayot, gedolot, and so on, or the type that will walk on two legs. So over there, chayshina, and amar sabar go chayshina. Well, only two people being mishamer. I mean, if you're talking about what kind of boat, I mean, we can talk to Richie about the size of the boat.
The person, they want to be shomer from him also.
No, no, I mean, where's he going to go? where you got a little bit of a closed area. You don't have to put a machzor. No, I mean, whatever is on my side,
an ocean liner would not have to set this for somebody quick.
I imagine.
How about a sealed room, like a vault that was actually sealed?
It would be okay. That would be fine.
It would be
a fine. Again, I mean, we'll talk about the other in Yonim of Shmira, the Kovet, the Alma, which is a different halacha. Certainly than Kovet Shmira, but this halacha would be no problem. Toner Rabbanan Hamolich Hatzamot Mimakom Lemakom. As far as the Kovet, that has to be given to a body. Somebody who is carrying remains from one place to another. Harezer lo yitnein bediski avitnein agavei chamor. Don't put the bones in your backpack, throw them across your chamor, and then sit on them. Mipnei shedoy ben minat bizayon, to say the least. If, however, you need to hide the fact that you're carrying a body, so then you could do that. In other words, anything that's required for Shemirah is not considered to be an act of disrespect. As a matter of fact, the same thing would be of a Sefer Torah. Somebody's carrying a Sefer Torah on the road. Well, I mean, what do you mean? You shouldn't sit on your Sefer Torah? I mean, isn't that Pshita? I mean, Ilema Aresh, we're talking about the first part, Pshita? I mean, you got a Sefer Torah Matzamot, we're supposed to give less respect to Sefer Torah than to remains? No, it's going on the Sefer. The Chiddush is you can sit on the Sefer Torah. That's the Chiddush. If you need to be Shomer the Sefer Torah, then any act which is necessary for Shmirah is not viewed as an act of disrespect. On the contrary, that's the way that you're respecting it by taking the best care of it. A person where a mate passes by and he simply keeps going along and managing his own affairs and is not melaved a mate, there too it's like he's laughing at the poor. Again, who is the most poor in the world is a mate. So someone who does it, who is mechanein adal, certainly it's chinunim, because he doesn't expect to be repaid. You know, it's pure chanun that he does for this dal. It's as if he lent HaKadosh Baruch Hu's needs, because somebody has to do something for this mate. Umechabdo chonin evyon. Anybody who's mechabed a mate, it's the equivalent of being mechanein an evyon. Now all of this immediately raises the question of the nature of the cover that one does to the mate, or the nature of loig l'rash, does it have to do with an assumption of some awareness on the part of the mate? Or is it a question of how we respond in our own mind to what it is that we see? So that leads to the next Gemara. So Rav Chiya and Rav Yonatan, havik ashakli v'az v'beit ha'kfarot. Rav Chiya and Rav Yonatan were walking together in a beit ha'kfarot, and Rav Yonatan had his tzitzis hanging down. Havik ashad yatchil to the Rav Yonatan. Omalei Rav Chiya, Rav Chiya told Rav Yonatan, daye, pull up your tzitzis, will you? Kidei shelo yomru l'machar ba'in etzleinu v'achshav mechafim otanu. So that these meitim should not say, look at these idiots, they'll be joining us tomorrow, and today they're laughing. Omar lei. So Rabbi Yonatan said to Rabbi Chiya, umiyadei kulei hai, what? The meitim have some awareness of what's going on. It's a beferish pasuk in Kohelet ha-meitim inam yodim ma'uma. The dead don't know a thing. So Rabbi Chiya said to him, you know, you're a smart guy, but in karita lo shanita, if you read it once, you obviously didn't review it. Well, maybe you read it twice, but you certainly didn't do more than that. And if you did, somebody didn't teach you how to read. Im shilashna lo pishulacha, nobody explained what the pasuk means. Ha'chayim yodim sheyamutu refers to people who are alive in their minds. This refers to tzaddikim. That even the mitatam nikru chayim, we find that tzaddikim are considered to be living even if they're physically dead. So there it's saying, chayim, people that are alive, Yodim Shiyamutu, they know that they're going to die. But someone who has no consciousness, and that's a Rasha, who's not conscious of anything, he lives in the moment, he doesn't even know that he's going to die for all intents and purposes, because he's dead already. And I'll prove to you, and this is why I say that they obviously didn't teach you much of Tanakh over here, I'll prove to you that life and death in the Psukim is not a reference to a chemical or electrochemical state. Because it says, "Benayahu ben Yehoyada ben Ishchai." Benayahu ben Yehoyada was the son of a living man. Now that's something of a redundant statement. And what is that supposed to mean? And this, of course, will be our riot. Rav Palim mikabatz el huikat shnei ariyel moab. We're going to explain all of this pasuk later on. Vu yarad vihikat ari betoch habor biyom hashalev. So, in any event, ben Ishchai. Oh, the Kuliyam with the name Matin, you know, what do you think that means? The rest of the world were born from the dead. I mean, this is Jurassic Park we're talking about over here. Is that what you think? Everybody is born from living people. Ela ben Ishchai, it's got to be defining him as a living being, Shafil b'mitatok, Oruchai, that such a person, even in his death, is alive. Now, I'll explain the rest of the pasuk once we're on it. Or Chatzad, you know, I'm not going to call him anymore.
Amen.
In the
Pasuk,
it says,
yes, there's a, we're darshing, Tosfos explains that we're darshing the Ktiv. The way, the Kri is Ben Ishchayim. The Ktiv is Ben Ishchayim. And we're being Madaik over here, why does it take out the Lamed in the Ktiv? That's what happens when you come late there, Dovin. You never know who's going to be taken over. Okay. Yeah. Now, what's the rest of the pasuk? Rav Pialim Mikavtzel Shribaviki Beitz Pialim LeTorah. This means that he got a lot of people involved in working in Torah. Uikach Ne Ariel Moab. What that means, the Ariel Moab is a reference to the Beit HaMikdash. Beit HaMikdash is always called Ariel. Hoy Ariel, Ariel. It's called Ariel Moab because it was made by the children of Rut, who was a Moabiyah. So when it says, he busted, now, the teeth, so to speak, of the Ariel Moab. It means he broke all the world records in both Batei Mikdash. That's what we say today. He busted the records. There was nobody on that level during the whole period of the Batei Mikdash. He was absolutely beyond everybody. What is that referring to? Well, there's two approaches to that. Some say, that means literally, on a cold winter day when the water was all iced over, and he wanted to learn, and Rashi said he needed to be Tevel to learn, and of course everybody asked him, what do you mean? The Takona of Ezra was centuries later. What was his problem of learning? Even if he's Tame. And so, I mean, that's not really too much of a problem, actually. You know, they ask it on Rashi. And obviously, if Ezra's going to be Mitaken, remember that he was Mitaken based on Kabbalat HaTorah on Har Sinai, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very mocked, but on Keri and Har Sinai, as he took for granted that you don't need Ezra to be metakem something. It's obvious then he wasn't going to learn as a balkari. So he needed to go to the mikveh. Problem was that the water was frozen. So he busted through the ice, and he just got right in there betoch habor, and he took care of that lion, which is, of course, the desire that a person has not to do that kind of thing. He just went straight ahead and broke his guts. So you could argue the tovar gezize the bard of nochat v'tovar, and others say that he went and busted the ari. The ari is the most difficult, safer in the among all the brises to learn. The tocha bor, the one that's like right in the middle of the other svarim. What would that be? That's vayikra. That's the toughest because the sifra is the toughest safer. Vayikra is like a lot of diukim and so on. So what it means is that he learned the entire sifra on a winter's day. I'm in a Yom HaShel, like a short winter's day. A winter's day. Now the dead, they don't know anything. That doesn't refer to people who are literally dead. It means people who are dead, you look at their eyes, you can see they're dead. Just looking at the cover of Time magazine every week. So Eilu Rishayim Shebechayehem Kuriyim Meitim, this refers to people who even when they're alive are dead. And that's the pshat, Inam Yodim Uma. They don't know they're going to die because they never think about anything. Shenemar, we see that Yechezkel refers to Ata, he refers to a living person, talking to Kyo, Ata Chalal Rasha, calls him a dead body. Nisi Yisrael, so whatever. He's alive, he's calling him dead for. V'yibay deimame hacha, you can get arrested for that, Jerry. Al pishnayim edim o shlosha edim yumat hamet. What do you mean, yumat hamet? I mean, if you're going to be yumat him, then he's a mate. But if you haven't been yumatted him yet, he isn't a mate yet. So how can you call him yumat hamet? Chayu! Ah, but you're calling him a mate because he was always dead. So all you're going to do is finish him off, so to speak. But he's been dead all along. So it must be that he's a mate of Mihikara. And therefore, Tainid Rukhiya, that the Meitim do know. It's just that people who are dead don't know anything even when they're alive. That has nothing to do with your question about the Meitim and the Beit HaKfarot. Now, Rukhiya, by and by, died himself, as is the wont of the flesh. And his children, B'nai Rabithiyah, Nafuk L'Kiryata, they went out to the farm, and they were taking care of their parnasa. And they were so busy on the farm, they couldn't chazer properly, and they were forgetting things, and they were really miserable. Iyakilu Talmudayu, Havikomitzari Ledkure, and they were sitting there busting their heads, trying to remember, now, who's, was that Rabbi Yehuda? Was that, oh my God. So you think Dad knows about what we're going through over here? He left us this ridiculous farm, you know. What would he know? We know Yada. Doesn't it say his children will be mechabed him and that they know nothing of it? And as a matter of fact, it goes on to say, the children will be miserable. And he will not feel anything for their tsar. So it says Eov. So if that's the case, obviously Dad doesn't know and doesn't give it then. What do you mean he doesn't know? Doesn't it say, in reference to the Meitim, that his flesh will hurt him and his soul will mourn for himself? So obviously he's got him, and that's also an Eov, so apparently he does know. And Rav Yitzchak said about that, it means that a worm in the flesh of a body is like a needle sticking into a living being's body. Amrei b'tzaradi du yade. That's the personal letting go of life. It has nothing to do with what's going on in the rest of the world. B'tzarad achrina lo yade. You don't know anything about anyone else's experiences in the world. So how would he know whether we're having a difficulty in remembering our learning? Well, is that true? V'atanya, doesn't it say it was a maisa b'chosid echad? Shinatan dinar la'ani be'erev Rosh Hashanah. It's a whole discussion in the Rishonim about this. It seems clear. Rav says that all of these stories over here are dreams. And his proof is, I mean, first of all, Isurim that are involved in Dorish Shalom Eitim, and why in the world, if it says Maisim B'chosin Echad, you're talking about Gunnabrav Yeloi, would go and sleep in a Beis HaKfaris on Leil Ram, it's absurd. So therefore, and the whole story is crazy. So it's clearly a dream, says the Ritva. The many Akronim say the same thing. Others explain that you can excuse such a thing because it was Leil Rosh Hashanah, and therefore he was doing it to remind himself of Yom HaMisa, and whatever. In any event, I think we're better off going with the Ritva here. So the first part isn't a dream. Yeah, he gave a dinner to an Ani on Erev Shabbos, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and in fact, it's brought among the Hasidish Sfarim that there's someone who needs a kapara, so he's given an opportunity to give money on Erev Rosh Hashanah to be mechaber for himself. So, okay, so this chassid grabs this opportunity, gives his last dime away. Of course, his wife wasn't too happy about that. V'knitato ishto, his wife gets mad. They have a whole domestic spiff on Erev Rosh Hashanah. He doesn't want everybody to know that he doesn't want to go into his own home to sleep. So that night on Rosh Hashanah, he goes to the Beit HaKfarot to sleep. Where else? Nobody's going to know he's sleeping in the Beit HaKfarot. They all think he has a happy marriage. So Halach V'lan B'Beit HaKfarot. The Shamash Teiruchot. Now he hears two spirits speaking to each other in this Beit HaKfarot. Both of them were apparently girls. And Amra Chana L'Chavereta once says to her friend, "Hey, Chaverti, boy min Ashut Ba'olam. You know what? It's Leil Rosh Hashanah tonight. It's a great time to take a ride around the world. And they're going to be donning the world. We can find out what's going on. We wouldn't want to miss out on what's going on." So Nishma Mi'achare HaPargud Ma'paranud Ba'olam. Get on the internet and find out what's happening, what's going to be happening in the world. Amrala Chaverta, so her friend says to her back, "I can't get out of here. I'm stuck. Shani Kvura B'machatzelot Shal Kanim. I'm buried in a mat that's made out of kanim." Isn't that ridiculous? Anyway, so I'm stuck. But you know what? Why don't you go out and find out what's going on? Let me know. So l'chiat umashat shomat imrili. So okay, her friend goes alchayi v'shata uba'a. So she goes out, listens to what's coming along, comes back. So the friend says, "Nu chavreti mashamat ni'achreya pargod." Amra la, so she said, "I heard there was a gezeira this year. Terrible, terrible. Kol hazorea b'revi'a rishona barad melakeoto. Whoever plants his field early at the first rains, there's going to be a hailstorm's going to wipe out all the early growth." So, okay, so that chassid heard this. Holachu b'zorea b'revi'a rishonia. So he waits until the second rains, that the growth won't be mature enough to be ruined. And sure enough, shokol olam kolol laka, everybody else is wiped out, and he makes a killing, pardon the pun. And shalol laka. So he sees this is a good idea. So l'shanah cheret, he figures, why not go again? I mean, if I got a good internet connection, well, Rosh Hashanah, I should find out what's happening.
So the reeds?
What's with the reeds?
Yes, the first one, the second one's wrapped in reeds. She can't get out. What's with the reeds?
What do you mean, what's with them?
Why does that keep her locked in her quarters where the other one...
Shall I try wrapping you in reeds and see if you can get out?
It wasn't Busha, so she was afraid.
Some say that there's an Indian of the Hishabrus of the Neshama to the Guf, so whatever matzah of the Guf is in, Neshama, later on we'll see that it's Busha as well, but that was for the Chaim, not necessarily. I mean, it reflected on the Mason. Anyway, next year he goes again. Here's the same thing, and one says to the other one, okay, you know what, let's go out. And she says, I already told you. I told you last year already. So clearly, it's as David is saying, it's inappropriate, or I can't move. So Al Chavishata, she goes out and comes back again, and so she says to her Chavreti, "Mashamat me'achrei apargod." Amrala shamati shekolaz arei b'raviyah shniya. I heard this year they got everybody figured out. See, everybody's going to think and get away from the hailstorms by planting in the second rain. Ha-ha! So they're one step ahead of them. We're going to wipe them out anyway, because this year there's going to be a storm. So whoever now, there's going to be a flood, so whoever has the not mature plants, it's going to be pulled out, wiped out by the flood. Only the people that plant early are going to survive this year. Of course, he hears this. Everybody else figures they're smart. They're going to plant on the second Revi'ah. He plants on the first one. Sure enough, shokol olam kolo nishtaf, shalo lo nishtaf. And of course, in classical storybook fashion, his wife finds out what was going on. And she asks him, "So what's it all about?" And once you tell your wife, it's all over. So amralo ishto, mipnei ma ishtakat shokol olam kolo lakav, shokol lo lakav. Don't give me this chassid business. I know you too well. So what's the real story? So he told her the story. So they say about this guy, you know, how long does it take for this woman to expose what was going on. Sure enough, there's a fight between her and one of the neighbors. And the neighbor that she's fighting with is the mother of this girl that's brig b'machatzelet shel kanim. So after they curse each other out for a while, so she says to her neighbor, you know what? Your daughter is buried in b'machatzelet shel kanim. You should be ashamed of yourself. Yeah, boy. So the next one, boy, v'chi v'reich b'teich, she kvura b'machatzelet shel kanim. So the Shana Acheret, the poor Chassid doesn't know about this. He figures he's got a good thing going. So he goes to his ADSL line next year, and Olach Langweta Kvarot, and he hears again. So one of the Ruchot says, Chavati, boy, ven Ashut Bolam, v'nishma mi'achorei ha'pargod, ma'puran hud ba'lo'olam. Amrala, so the other one says, Chavati, anicheni. Don't talk to me anymore. Vorm shebeini levenech kvar nishmu bein ha'chaim. People have heard us talking. Okay, so there went his... advanced information. But in any event, I mean, you see from here, Amayadi, apparently, she knew that her mother had been told by the neighbor. I mean, otherwise, why did she complain? So that means that the Metim, indeed, are sensitive to what's going on in the world, right? Well, not necessarily. I mean, somebody else might have died and told her the news when he got there, you know? So Dilma Inishakrini Shaki was a vulnerable. How do you know that the Metim know anything? I mean, so they could have been given this information. Tashma, okay, well, what about the famous story of Zairi? Zairi, he deposited his wallet in the safe of his bread and breakfast over there. He came back from the Beit HaMidrash to find out that the owner had died and he has no idea where the wallet is. Now he's really in trouble. So he followed her. Azal Batra la Chatzar Mavet. He followed her to the Chatzar Mavet. The Gura says that the Chatzar Mavet does not mean a graveyard. In other words, again, it's a conceptual space, Chatzar Mavet. We don't refer to an actual graveyard as Chatzar Mavet.
It's a pasuk in the Chumash. Chatzar Mavet is a place. In
yeah. So it's not literally a graveyard. Omar La Zuzi Hecha. So he asks this woman, again, so this is conceptual, this is something like the Ritva, where's my money? Omar La, so she said, take your money, mituti bitsinura the dash b'doch plan, go to such and such a door, lift up the hinge, and in the hole under the hinge, you'll find your money. And do me a favor, will you? Tell my mother to send me a comb and some eyeshadow. Emala le'ima tisharili matzarkoi v'gufti tukuchla. And she should send it along with my friend Josephine, who's on a deathbed. She'll be here tomorrow. Send it with her. So she said this in order to make a poignant statement about the fact that she had died young. Nobody seemed to care. So, you know, why don't you send my comb and my eyeshadow now that you're bothering with your money? But anyway, how did she know that her friend Josephine's on her deathbed? So it must be that she is aware of what's going on in the world, right? Alma Yadeh. Not necessarily. I mean, that could be that the Malach Duma, who's in charge of Metim, needed to make room for Josephine. So Duma announced in the sky, okay, make room. Josephine's on her way, you know. So she knew already, but not because she was aware of what's going on in the world.
What was the comb of the eyeshadow while she's there?
I said that. I explained that. It was a desire to make a poignant statement.
She's not trying to make herself beautiful.
No. She's trying to let people know, think about the fact that you've got your beauty parlor and you could send me some eyeshadow in the grave, you know? Tashma, how about this, my son? Who is Shmuel? Shmuel's father was the one who was entrusted with all the money that had been collected for Yitzhomim, for Tzedakah, and Avikamavki de Gabe Zuzi de Yatmi. When he died, nobody was there, Shmuel wasn't around, and Avi Shmuel Gabe. And therefore, he couldn't get the information from his father as to where he had hid the money for the Yitomim. And they started calling Shmuel, oh, there's the son of the guy that devoured all the money of the Yitomim. So he figured we better stick up for Etz Kovet over here. So he too also abatri l'chatzer mavet. Amar lehu. So he comes to this chatzer mavet and says, I'm looking for Abba. I'm looking for Abba. Where are you going? Shmuel's Abba's name was Abba. As a matter of fact, the question over here is, does the son have a right to call his father by his first name, even under these circumstances? There are some who say that it's only because Abba also means Abba, so it's not necessarily an insult to him, Abba. But anyway, I'm looking for Abba. So they said to him, you got to be kidding. You know how many Abbas there are up here? I mean, I don't believe this. What's with you, man? So, it's Abba Tuva Ikafi. Now I'm looking for Abba, the son of Abba. Man, you got a telephone book? You want to see how many Abba bar are? I'm like, well, okay, I'm looking for Abba bar Abba. Nani Tuva Ikafi, plenty of them too. I'm a little bit, you know, Abba bar Abba, who are the Shmuel? I'm looking for the one who's the father of Shmuel. Oh, him. Oh, that one we know. Salek Lametifta Derakia. He's in the yeshiva of the sky. This is for the people that are high.
Yeshiva
Gemara. Yeshiva Gemara. That's right. This is the ultimate base medrash elyon. And he goes up there. So meanwhile, he's on his way to the yeshiva to meet his father, and he sees his friend Levi is sitting on the stairs outside. Kazi Levi, the husband, I'm like, what's going on over here? Why are you outside of Beit HaMidrash? My time of the Salako, they don't let you in there? Oh, my life, well, they told me, Koki, Anak Shadid, the last week from Matif to Rav Apis. All those years that you refused to show up for Rav Apis' shir made him feel miserable. You ain't going into the yeshivas. Lo my lino lechol ha-mazif to the rakia. So I'm stuck outside. Meanwhile, he sees his father coming out of Beit HaMidrash. Somebody must have told him that Shmuel is nearby. So Achazid, Abikabochi va'achi, he sees that his father is crying but smiling. Oh, my life, my time of Kabachita. What's going on? He says, well, I've got some good news and some bad news. Which one do you want first? And why are you crying? Well, I'm crying because you're going to be coming soon. Dela'agel ka'atita. So why are you smiling? I'm smiling because you have a fantastic reputation. And here Rashi learns in Olam Hazeh, in other words, in that world, Baha'i'ah, not in this world. And therefore, there's different ways of learning the continuations. Other learn Baha'i Alma is here. So anyway, so he said to him, oh, well, if I am so chashiv, I'd like Levi to be brought into the Beit HaMidrash. I don't like the idea of my chavrusa being outside. So they did. By rule of the Levi, they took Levi in. Anyway, then he got back to his father. He said, whatever happened to the money of the Yatomim? What you should do is lift up the support for the Rechayim. And then you got all the dirt underneath. And you'll find there's three levels of wallets there, okay? The top one and the bottom one belongs to us. The middle one belongs to the Atomim. So I'm like, my time of Adatasi, what's the meaning of that? I'm like, well, I figured like this. Ignuve Gandhi, if there's Gandavim who get to it, they'll figure they already took the money when they get the first wallet. So I'd rather they steal our money than they steal the Atomim's money. And if there's like some damp in the ground, I'd rather it gets our wallet and not the Yatomim's wallet. So I put the Yatomim stuff in the middle. So Yak La'ara, Achlamidi done. But anyway, Alma the Yadeh, I mean, it appears that they know, second Rashi B'Shitaso means, they know who is considered to be Chashuv on earth. Because Baha'i Alma means in the world where you come from. According to Tosfos, that's not the point, because Baha'i Alma meant here in the Rakia, and therefore Tosfos learns the thing is that they knew that his father knew that Shmuel was going to be coming soon. Now we can't say that that's because, therefore Tosfos bothers, because we already said before, you've always got Duma talking about Josephine. I mean, so why couldn't you say the same thing about Shmuel? So he says, because that's only immediately before, I mean, she was on her deathbed, they were already making room for Ashenken. Over here, he can't say that. But asks the Gemara, not necessarily. Says the Gemara, not necessarily. Because it could be that Shmuel was so chashuv, they needed to give him a place at the Beis HaMedrash. So that means they needed to reorganize the seats in the Beis HaMedrash, you understand? So that takes some time. I mean, that takes some doing it. I mean, you know what it's like, setting up chavrusas and so on. So basically, they announce beforehand, look, anybody that doesn't have a chavrusa can wait, you know, next month for Shmuel. So maybe that's how they know. In which case, Dilma Shani Shmuel, given the chashivi kadmiomakrasi panu mokom, what they were saying is make some place for Shmuel over here. The truth is that even Rabbi Yonatan, who was the one who had let his tzitzis hang out and was saying to Rabbi Chia that, you know, what's the difference anyway, hametimi nam yodim uma. I mean, even he apparently had charata, because he was quoted in later years by Rishvur Bar Nachmeni as saying, I'm Rishvur Bar Nachmeni, I'm Rabbi Yonatan. Minayin lemetim shemesaprim zeim ze, how do we know that Meitim would communicate with each other? Shinemar, Vayomer Hashem Elad, Zot Aretz Hashem Nishbati L'Avram, L'Yitzchak V'Yaakov, excuse me, L'Emor. Moshe Rabbeinu was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who takes him up to see the whole of Eretz Yisrael, and says to him, okay, here's the Eretz, Hashem Nishbati Alav Yitzchak Yaakov, Lemor. What does Lemor mean in that context? Lemor, I don't understand. If you're about to say something, you say Lemor, to say. But I mean, this is said hundreds of years ago. You just say, Zotar, Hashem Nishbati Alav Yitzchak. So my Lemor, Amar, Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, I want you to say it. Lemor, in other words, Lechemor, I want you to go tell Avram Yitzchak Yaakov that Shvulash and Ishbati Lachem Kvar Kiyam Tzeli B'nechem. I was already Mekayimit for your children. Now, according to Rabbi Yonatan, what was the reason? Remember, there's two levels of the question over here about Hametim, Yodim or not Yodim. One was Rabbi Yonatan's Raya, which was Hametim Enam Yodim Ma'uma. Enam yodim u'uma means they simply have no awareness of anything. And therefore, anything that would have to do with life in Olam HaZeh, it's not a question of knowing or not knowing. It has no meaning. I mean, it's like, you know, it's like listening. Somebody's not interested in sports, you know. He listens to the sports news. He says, well, what are they talking about? I don't know what the name of the game is. Okay, I don't know what this number of runs is. What is that? Runs, hits? What are they doing? Each other over there? No idea what they're talking about, Bichlal, you know. Or somebody else who listens to Israeli politics. He's wondering, like, what? We talked about some jungle tribe. Or what exactly is that? So as you don't know what's happening, it doesn't even matter if you get the information, because there's no concept of information. So according to him, since the pasuk was Enam Yodim Ma'uma, as opposed to the pasuk, before, where we said that Yichabdu Banav, and he won't be Margish, that's something else. He doesn't know what is happening, but he may be aware of the reality of it. So Rabbi Yonatan Lashitato, this doesn't make any sense. Because according to Rabbi Yonatan, even if Moshe would come and tell Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Shuach and Mishpatim, I have no idea what you're talking about. That information has no meaning to me. Because in having left this level of reality, it simply doesn't add up for me. It's something. What? Therefore, legabe Rabbi Yonatan, it's clear that Rabbi Yonatan have karata. Now, in terms of the previous sugya that we just had, where over there we were trying to prove whether Dad knows about our pain. Over there was a question of whether he's aware of what's going on. They're fetchy. There we could use as an answer the fact that somebody came, Moshe Rabbeinu came and told them, so to speak. And there wouldn't be a problem. Because there the question was, do they have the information? Not whether the information has any meaning. But in context of Rav Yonatan's Pasuk, this is proof that Rav Yonatan had Charat. You understand? We don't make that distinction. That makes no sense. Because we just used as an answer the fact that you could find out something from somebody else. And that wasn't the contradiction to the question of whether the dead know. For Rav Yonatan, it's a contradiction. If you're going to tell me that Hametim Einam Yodim Ma'uma, so Ki Amar Lo Umay Havi, what would be the point of Moshe saying over absolutely meaningless information? You know what this is like? It's like somebody who moved to Israel 50 years ago. Somebody comes from his old hometown and tells him over what's going on in the Shul politics. What? Thinking that, you know, you're still into, I mean, after all, you came from the Altaim. I don't know what you're talking about. What sure what people is. Absolutely, it's like a different life. So, okay, so it must be that they do know. Wait a minute. So then, Lashitatka, if they know, then they know. So what's the point? So, Elamai Diyade. So, Lama Leila Mimalu. Why then would he have to tell them anything? Since, according to him, it's an either-or proposition. If Yametim Yodi Mu'uma, then why wouldn't they know what's going on? It means that they still relate to that world. So then why does Moshe have to tell them? Nah, I was just giving an excuse. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted Moshe to go over to Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov so that once he comes and tells him the message, he'll have to say, Moshe, you're a good guy, you did all of this work. Thank you very much. So he wanted Zuke Lei Tova. Moshe came, well, they never meet Moshe, you know. I mean, it's like this. Moshe's going to be coming over, so I got a message. So he said, what do you mean you got a message? We don't know what's going on. Ah, thank you, Moshe. That was very well done. So Lav Zuke Lei Tivuta, the Moshe.
Why is that
important?
What's that?
Why is that important? It's Zuke Tova? Oh. That's what life is all about, of course. It's essentially important. It has nothing to do with it. HaKadosh Tova is not important. You're going to miss the halakha? You're going to miss the review? There's something else? Have a nice Shabbos. Matzoi Shabbat times. 8:13? 8? What time is not during your
lunch? What time is
not? 8:30.
8:30. 8:30 is good. Somebody have a phone? I they're doing some kind of. My daughter's. Okay, wait 1 second. Let me. I just want to find out what I can get away with. Is it shyer to do 8 o'clock?
I'm not sure.
Can we do 8 o'clock? Because I'm simply not sure. I mean, I don't want to keep everybody waiting for this silly phone call. If you don't mind, I'll try one more number.
Okay, so I
want to give it 10 more seconds.
This comes out.
Right, I would think you'd use it without that. This would probably be.
Yeah, sorry to bother you. What time is the thing for Aftera? What time? Do I need to know what time Daphne is? Okay. All right, let's make it 8.
All right, never mind. I don't think it works without the battery pack.
Oh, really? I thought the smaller side.
So why it's got a big battery pack in here?
That's what I think.
It's serious.
So why make it come out at all?
So it doesn't come out.
Really, it's not charged or something?
It has to be charged.
No, it doesn't. It's charged. Check it
out. Okay, review time.